Wait, hey.
Button's not working over
hey,
there.
Jenny, what's going on?
Con Show with Anna Tavantes. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Thank you. I don't know why. What was going on there? What
was
happening?
A little soft, too, but we'll get it working.
Hold on. I don't have any move. I did. No big deal.
Number five.
Thanks, Orion.
Poor Orion. Poor Orion. We had to take, he was number five. Oh. We took the U out of him. I don't know what happened. All right, we're going to get this fixed. We're having a crisis. House Speaker Paul Ryan publicly weighed in today on the allegation of former Ohio State wrestlers that Congressman Jim Jordan, a former Ohio State coach, was aware of the sexual abuse but turned a blind eye to it. His spokesman said in a statement last week that these are serious allegations and issues that the university has rightfully initiated a full investigation into the matter, and the speaker will await the findings of that inquiry. But today, Ryan was asked directly about it.
Jim Jordan is a friend of mine. We haven't always agreed with each other over the years, but I've always known Jim Jordan to be a man of honesty and a man of integrity. I also want to make sure that Ohio State conducts the review of this doctor and what he did. That's important so that campuses are safe. And I'm glad Jim is supporting that review. With respect to ethics, the ethics committee here investigates things that members do while they're here, not things that happened a couple of decades ago when they weren't in Congress.
Well, they're older charges, but he has had several, 14 at last count, people have come forward to say that this is not true. And I think you have to wait for this full investigation. He's saying patently false, all of it, didn't know anything about it. There's no way he could turn a blind eye to it because he didn't know.
Calls it all fake news on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because CNN was contacting all 100 plus of former staff and interns asking for dirt on him, so he considered that fake news.
Yeah. The allegations about this doctor, though, are weird, man.
Yeah, they are.
He was taking showers with the wrestlers for half an hour and soaping himself. It's already clean, doctor. It's already clean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very weird. And he was telling when the head coach asked him about it, he goes, "Well, I'm just being thorough." Really?
Gee. And there are records of that, and I just wonder.
Yeah.
In those situations when more people don't intervene and act, it just,
All right, checking in at
number four.
President Trump is in Brussels at the NATO headquarters, meeting with NATO Secretary General ahead of the summit. The president reiterated his irritation with NATO allies, saying that they need to pay their fair share.
Since our last meeting, commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying. And it's an unfair burden on the United States.
That breakfast, he just launched into it.
I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. You and I agree that it's inappropriate. I don't know what you can do about it now, but it certainly doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
Russia. He is talking there about the fact that Germany has done a deal with Gazprom, the oil producer out of Russia, to do a pipeline into Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the president's making the argument of why do we have to protect them against Russia if they're doing a deal with Russia? Which then the logic of that is then no more NATO, goodbye. I mean, it's international trade is okay. The idea here is to keep the whole idea of NATO. During the Cold War was this alliance in Europe so that Russia didn't invade Western Europe and take over as they had Poland. They didn't take over West Germany. They were already in East Germany. And they were in Czechoslovakia. And they were in other places. They were in Yugoslavia to some degree. But then they had Tito. Tito did his own deal. But they had these satellites. They were in charge of some of these places, and then they had satellite agreements with other places. And then if you the fear was that it was going to tip over and go into West Germany and France and Switzerland and Italy and Spain and then, you know, up into Sweden and Finland and all that. So that the mm-hmm. question was, how did you keep that from happening? So we formed NATO to keep a bulkhead against Soviet aggression.
Right. An attack on one is an attack on all.
And the only time that has ever been invoked, by the way, an attack on one is an attack on all, was on September 12th, 2001.
Absolutely.
That's the only
US
time
was attacked.
NATO stepped up and protected one of its members, was to protect us and launch off into seeking Osama bin Laden and the terrorists responsible.
And eventually sent troops, NATO troops, to Afghanistan, hundreds of whom were killed.
Right. So I think that it's worth remembering that. But there's a separate issue here, too. Is it now that things are different? Now, remember, NATO was just a handful of countries. Now it's dozens of countries, two dozen countries. And that's because of the fall of the Soviet Union and these countries like the Eastern European countries. They got their freedom from the yoke of the Soviet Russians. But they don't believe that these Russians are not going to be as expansive or try to expand their territory back into what some Russians believe is theirs. They already started in Crimea. The Baltic states are very concerned about what's going to happen. Estonia is already, Estonia is training up military to say, listen, you know, we're not going to give this up. We'll die fighting the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they've all joined NATO because they're afraid that that's Putin's play. And Putin figures maybe if he gets the right political pressure, breaks up NATO, he doesn't need to fire a shot. These things will all fall like dominoes for him. And somehow we in the United States are like, whatever. And it's not.
These are significant things.
And if Europe falls, the European economy falls, and you think you've got a trade problem now. United States needs to sell their products overseas. The U.S. economy, the growth of the U.S. economy is not an insular growth. It is an expansionist growth. You have to sell stuff to Canada and Mexico, your friends, who are, I guess, no longer our friends, to South America, to Asia, the Pacific Rim, and all those emerging markets there, and in Europe. That's how we make our money. All right. I gotta go. I have to take a break.
I'm sure it made you a little uncomfortable when you saw that video of him launching into the Allies in that breakfast.
Right. And they hadn't even been served their food yet.
And then I'm thinking, already choking.
If I'm Angela Merkel, I'm like, I'm out of here. Sauerbraten for breakfast. I don't want it. All right. Let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
A gun-toting Cook County judge won't be on the bench for a while.
Uh-oh. See? Let's get that. That's a problem right there. Violetta?
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All right, top 5-5 continues. We've worked our way to
number 3.
Okay, now the American Idol live tour is kicking off.
Oh.
It's gonna rumble through Chicago, isn't it?
I'd imagine
so. Some point,
the
United
does.
Center or something like that.
Let's see.
It's got the top 7 finalists plus season 8 champ Chris Allen.
No big deal. Chris Allen.
For the first time ever. The reigning American Idol champ and runner-up are in a serious relationship.
Whoa.
Scandal.
You mean Ruben Studdard and what's his face?
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken were not in a serious relationship?
I don't think so.
Now, this is Maddie Poppy and Caleb Lee Hutchinson.
They're so great.
Oh, aren't they adorable?
Yes.
They're
so
just
great.
Adorable. That's why Maddie says she's not going to be missing her family so much on tour this summer.
I've done this kind of stuff before, you know, trying to be away from my family. I just went to college like an hour and a half away, and I couldn't be away from my family because it was just, I miss them so much. And don't get me wrong, I still miss them, but it's so much easier, and I really don't get homesick when he's around. And when, you know, the rest of the top 7 are around, we just have a lot of fun together.
It's going to be sad when this ends in a celebrity breakup.
Yeah.
Pulling for Caleb and Maddie.
I kind of, I'm, call me a bit of a cynic.
About relationships or just...
Oh, yeah, that too.
Life.
Yeah. American Idol.
Right. Yeah. Where does it begin?
Wait, we'll stop there. It's a long list.
Yeah. Well, you got to have young love because, you know, when you get older, you just start to hate everybody. So
what?
If you're going to love anybody, you better start young. I'm all for that.
I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah.
No. I hope this one lasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's sweet, but I thought, you know, I have a suspicion that this was manufactured for the consumption of
television executives.
Yeah. Baby, darling, sweetheart, listen, Maddie, thank you for coming into the office. You know, Tommy, we're going to create a relationship between the two of you, and you need to keep up the ruse for as long as possible.
Like the Bachelorette virgin angle?
Yeah. Yes, like
I still
that.
Think that one is legit. He is a virgin. Because all of his exes would be coming out of the woodwork. Haven't heard from him.
Okay, that's an excellent point.
But these two, I want to believe, are truly a real couple.
Okay.
What a sweet story that would be. Going through this life-changing moment. They're so talented. The world is ahead of them.
Until
they just
one of
seem...
them loses and then hates the other one.
Yeah.
But it isn't always the winner that does really well afterwards. Just to...
Well, he already lost. She beat him
well,
and won.
He's second. It was often, but that doesn't... But you never lose on American Idol. I mean, Jennifer Hudson proved that.
That's right. She was, what, eighth?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood did win, though, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
What about that guy from Mount Prospect, my hometown?
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, what was his name again?
Oh, he did win?
I'm pretty sure he won.
He had a good
point. And we can't remember his name. That's how well.
We interviewed him before. What was his name? Lee something.
Yes.
Help me out.
You are, Anna, you're good.
He used to be a painter or something.
Dwise?
Was it Lee Dwise?
Dwise, yeah.
Yeah. He probably plays over at
nice Mount Prospect fella.
Yeah, the Mount Prospect Fest.
It's a Dirty Nellies. We go to see him there.
Maybe he's a Taste of Chicago.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably Frontier Days guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to your point about being very cynical about all of these things.
Well, I'm happy for. I'm just happy for them. That girl, that Maddie Poppy, is the real deal.
Incredible.
She could be a star in this business.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what business this is. Oh, I don't either. All right, we're up to
number two.
During his monologue last night, Stephen Colbert joked about the president picked for Supreme Court Brett Kavanaugh, arguing that sitting president should not be distracted by an investigation of or lawsuits. That's what Kavanaugh says.
Leave the president alone might seem to be an odd position from a guy like Kavanaugh, who worked for Ken Starr's investigation of Bill Clinton. But that was before Kavanaugh worked for George W. Bush. He explains, my chief takeaway from working in the White House for 5.5 years is that the job of president is far more difficult than any other civilian position in government. So, he thinks the president should be above the law because his job is hard? Well, in that case, I say moms of 3 or more kids ought to be able to murder at will.
Oh, God.
Now, that's funny.
Where are we? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't get on Judy's bad side. That's what I learned.
You did learn that. We all have.
I am going to actually hit, for the party tomorrow night, I'm going to hit Judy with a tranquilizer dart before she shows up at my house.
Oh, God. Can't wait.
Sounds severe.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, because...
But do it after I have a few drinks.
Yeah. Well, that's start with that.
I don't want to wake up.
And then hit her with that, and then go, okay, good. Because I just don't want her to turn. And then I'm going to make Kevin drive her home.
Oh, that's when I go. Once I sense it, I'm out.
No, yeah. We'll set her up.
I ever shuffle
couch.
Out of there.
I don't need to drive home. You've got extra rooms.
Oh, God.
See? This is what happens.
Violetta, make one up for me, will you? A guest room?
Oh, I will.
Thank
You'll
you.
You'll have towels, everything.
Violetta will be arriving at my house tomorrow between 10:30 and 11 to start preparing the party.
Mm-hmm.
According to my staff.
You just found that out.
Yeah. All right.
I'm nervous for you, Ron.
I am, too. I don't know. I wouldn't feel so comfortable about that.
You know, I had a flood over the, you know, I had tragedy in that house.
You did.
And now it's back to perfect, and I don't want, I don't want any of this, quite honestly.
That's not the part I'd be worried about. It's the snooping.
Stop worrying.
Any love letters
Number
in your bedroom
one.
Somewhere?
Lock your safe.
Take them up.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, Wait. You're assuming I have love letters somewhere house?
I don't know what you have.
No.
I'm just saying there are personal items that I would not keep anywhere findable.
I
was just saying that. I probably meant something else.
I have legal filings is what I have in my house. All right. Bad decision by two men to hop on a CSX train led to a bizarre 911 call from one of the trespassers as the train rumbled from Huron to Wayne County in Michigan.
911, what's your emergency?
Me and my friend stepped on the train because we like kind of jumped on it. The train was like going really bad, and I really don't know where we're at or where we're going.
Okay, I'm sorry. What happened?
I'm on the train. It was going really fast, and I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, you're following a what? A vehicle or?
No, I'm on a train.
On a train. But not on the inside of the train, is that?
All right, so this is Christian Hale and Kevin Sloan. They jumped onto the moving train in Willard, Michigan, around 4 a.m., but the train picked up speed, and then it was going about 60 miles an hour, right? And they hung on to the outside of these two cars.
You're on a train.
Yeah, and it's going really fast, and I don't know where it's going.
Okay. Do you work for the company, or?
No.
Okay. What are you doing on the train?
Well, I really don't know that question because it's stupid. And I think it's going to be better than walking, which is really getting stuck.
This is a call from the outside back of the train.
It's better than walking. So we jumped on the train, and now it's going at 60 miles an hour. And I don't know where I am.
And I don't know where it's going, sir.
And now walking sounds pretty good. But I love the operator. It was like, wait, you're driving?
Were you behind a car? God, I hope not. They were charged with trespassing in the back of a police cruiser. One of the guys said this.
I thought it was going to stop in Willard, and it didn't stop, and I should have never got on the train, and I know it was a stupid idea, and I never should have did it. I wasn't going to, and I never will again.
He's got that right. We won't do that again.
I like what the guy's saying. Do you work for the company? No, not really, no.
No.
So what are you doing on the train?
He didn't make it clear he was hanging on to the train for dear life.
That's when he started to mumble. Well, why are you on the train?
Could you just send a car? All right. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.